You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has a warning about a scam going around. Text and email scams are circulating once again, with the most recent wave of scams warning of a final notice or of an unspecified unpaid traffic violation, and including a fraudulent link to try and get individuals to pay for the fake violation. Remember, the Wisconsin DMV will never text or email you saying you owe money. If you receive one of these messages, do not click any links or provide personal information. Simply report and delete the message. Once again, the Wisconsin DMV will never text or email you saying that you owe money. If you receive a message saying that you owe them money, do not click on any links or provide any personal information. Simply report and delete the message. Thursday, June 5th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. over at Eagle Lanes in Eagle River, the Wisconsin chapter of the Alzheimer's Association invites you to the Walk to End Alzheimer's kickoff event. This is your opportunity to learn about this year's Run in Your Area Walk to End Alzheimer's, and you can enjoy complimentary appetizers and connect with fellow walkers, volunteers, and sponsors as they come together to fight Alzheimer's and other dementias. This is a wonderful opportunity to get inspired and build community support. Everyone is welcome. Bring your friends, family, neighbors, and coworkers. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, June 5th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., over at 534 West Pine Street in Eagle River. Hurricane season started in the Atlantic on Sunday, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot says there's a good chance for above normal activity with a handful of major storms.
The hurricane season starts on June 1st and runs through November 30th. That's a six-month-long season, and the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration predicts a 60% chance of an above normal season to strike. NOAA thinks there will be about 13 to 19 named storms with winds of 39 miles per hour or more. And of those, 6 to 10 of them are expected to become hurricanes with winds of 74 miles per hour or stronger. And as for the major destructive hurricanes, Category 3, 4, or 5 strength, NOAA predicts we'll see about 3 to 5 of them this season. So here's what's happening. We're still in an ENSO neutral phase, which means we're not in an El Nino pattern or a La Nina. This means that the trade winds are weaker, and with still well above normal ocean water temperatures, pairing the higher heat with the weak wind shear, it'll make it much easier for tropical storms to form. And there's also forecasted to be higher activity with the West African monsoon. That's where hurricanes start. NOAA says they're about 70% confident in their forecast for this hurricane season. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Ashland County Sheriff's Office is proud to announce the first successful deployment of its newest canine member, Canine Doc. On May 28th, during only his second day working alongside his handler, Deputy Andy Seitz, Canine Doc made a significant contribution to law enforcement efforts in the community. During his first deployment, Canine Doc alerted on a vehicle operated by Joshua Prince, a 43-year-old resident of Ashland. This alert led to the discovery and seizure of 14.8 grams of methamphetamine, cash, THC, and drug paraphernalia. Following the seizure, Joshua Prince was arrested and charged with possession with intent to distribute, possession of illegally obtaining prescription drugs, possession of drug paraphernalia, and bail jumping. The Sheriff's Office is very proud of the new K-9 team's early success, and K-9 Doc has already proven to be a valuable asset to the department, and his keen sense and quick alert helped remove dangerous drugs from the community. The Sheriff's Office looks forward to many more successful operations with K-9 Doc and Deputy Seitz working together. Sunday, June 29th at noon, over at the Tuscobia Trailhead Pavilion, you're invited to the annual Park Falls Lions Bark Park Barbecue. This will feature a $10 pork barbecue meal, a pie auction, basket raffles and fun, live music, and a chance to meet adoptable dogs. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, June 29th at noon, over at the Tuscobia Trailhead Pavilion, right here in Park Falls. Wisconsin Democrats are making another push for new gun violence legislation. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson with more.
Wisconsin Democrats and advocates are proposing a package of gun safety bills. They introduced these bills Tuesday that would institute universal background checks, reinstate a 48-hour waiting period for gun purchases, and add red flag laws. All proposals that have broad bipartisan support across the country and have been introduced here in Wisconsin before. Gun violence is the number one cause of death for American children. It's been that way for years now. Lindsay Buescher from Moms Demand Action Wisconsin.
To every parent, whether you're here in Madison or in Green Bay or Eau Claire or La Crosse or Superior, I hope you feel hopeful because this package is for you.
From 2014 to 2023, the gun death rate increased 34% in the U.S. Here in Wisconsin, it rose 54%. During that time, Republicans repealed Wisconsin's 48-hour waiting period to buy a handgun, which had been in place for about four decades. Senator Chris Larson.
As anyone could have predicted, and many of us did, gun violence has risen as a result of it.
Daryl Morin, head of Forward Latino.
In 2022, right here in the state of Wisconsin, we had 830 gun deaths. 277 of those were homicides. The overwhelming majority, 529, were Wisconsinites who took their own life.
Over the last five or so years, Democrats have introduced dozens of gun safety bills. But Republicans control which ones get hearings and, of course, which get passed. So the big question is, will any Republicans get on board? State Senator Deb Andraca.
Some of them say they support some of these measures. That's why we have public hearings. It's shameful that none of these have ever been called up.
We reached out to Speaker Robin Voss to ask if he had any comment on the new bills. But at the time of this recording, we haven't heard back. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers lose to the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night, top of the ninth, the Brewers down 4-2. It looked like Milwaukee's Jake Bowers had just hit a two-run homer to center field to tie up the game on the Reds FanDuel Network.
Center field, Friedel. At the wall! He made the catch, and the Reds win!
Jake Bowers asked if he thought he'd hit that ball hard enough to get it out of the park.
I got it a touch off the end. I knew it was going to be close. And then once I saw it coming down, I knew that was probably a wrap.
So the Brewers' eight-game winning streak comes to an end. They finish the series today. NFL at the OTAs, the Packers drafted running back Marshawn Lloyd in the third round last year, but he's been limited again, this time with a hamstring injury.
We have a feel for what he is certainly capable. I mean, we've seen enough. He's an explosive player, but he's got to prove it over the course of time.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're boarding a flight anytime soon, make sure you are not in possession of fancy sunflower seeds. Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo was stopped by the TSA, who found sunflower seeds in her carry-on. They actually set off the alarm. Pompeo said they brought in the bomb squad to get to the bottom of the sunflower seed melee. The New York Post reports that the old school actress said they were designer and organic sunflower seeds. I am fully aware that nothing about that story makes sense. Jason Sudeikis has recently spoken up about the death of his uncle, George Wendt. Wendt, who played Norm on Cheers for 11 years, died in his sleep on May 20th at the age of 67. Sudeikis said the advice his uncle gave him was to get on a great show and ride it out and see what happens. Sudeikis took his advice and ended up having an 8-year run on Saturday Night Live and, of course, the wildly popular Ted Lasso. Jason Sudeikis described Wendt as fun and as kind in real life as any character he played on TV. The King of the Hill actor who provided the voice for character John Redcorn has been killed in a shooting. TMZ reports that Jonathan Joss was found at the side of a road, shot several times. First responders tried life-saving measures, but pronounced him dead at the scene. Sources say Joss was shot by a neighbor after a disagreement. Police did track down the shooter within a few minutes. Joss played Redcorn from season 2 to season 13 of the hit animated show. Jonathan Joss was 59 years old. The Penguin's secret crush is no longer a secret. Danny DeVito had a good old-fashioned showbiz crush on Catwoman. The Twins star said when he was in Batman Returns, he had the hots for co-star Michelle Pfeiffer. DeVito sat down with Colin Farrell, also known for his role as the Penguin, on Variety's Actors on Actors podcast, where the two traded Batman stories. DeVito said Pfeiffer was his secret crush. DeVito says he lusted after her and loved her. Lucky girl. As usual, director Christopher Nolan's new project is ambitious, to say the least. The Inception director is currently shooting his latest project, Odyssey, in Morocco, Greece, and Scotland, just to name a few locations. Nolan loves to take cinematic chances as well, as evidenced by his breakthrough film, Memento. In keeping with the tradition, he is the first to shoot a movie entirely using IMAX cameras. Nolan used the cameras during parts of his film, The Dark Knight, and used IMAX black and white 65mm film during parts of Oppenheimer. Shooting an entire film on on 65mm IMAX will be groundbreaking. Recently at Comic-Con, Universal Studios distribution chief made a prediction that The Odyssey will be a, quote, a visionary, once-in-a-generation cinematic masterpiece that Homer himself would likely be proud of, end quote. Cannot wait to see how this turns out. The Odyssey is expected to hit theaters July 27th, 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke out there this morning, but that should gradually clear through this afternoon, and then we will get a bit of a break from the smoke for a couple of days. Sunny this afternoon, 78 the high tonight, partly cloudy, 47 tomorrow. Sunshine with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.